Hello, I'm from the U.S. Wind International Center.
And I'm from the Geothermal Research Lab.
And we're here to talk about wind energy and how great it is.
But wait, wouldn't geothermal energy be a better resource?
Well, from 1880 to 1930, over 6 million windmills generate electrical power in the area of the western United States.
But geothermal energy is better when there's magma near the surface, and when there's magma, there are hot rocks. That way, we can drill a hole and pump water into it, and when the water makes contact with the rocks, steam will be produced, and it will rise upward to rotate turbines, which spin electric generators.
Yeah, but wind energy uses windmills to generate power. Wind spins the propeller that is connected to the electrical generator. Windmills also use electricity from the wind to pump water. And doesn't geothermal energy plants release some gases containing sulfur compounds?
Yes, that is true. But pumping water created by the condensed steam back into the earth can reduce this pollution. Besides, doesn't wind energy change the appearance of a landscape? And they can be very noisy. Also, they can disrupt the migration patterns of some birds.
Although that is true, research is underway to improve the design of windmill generators. Also, wind energy does not pollute the atmosphere or water whatsoever. And isn't geothermal limited to the area where magma is relatively close to the surface?
Yes, there are some places with magma and spots where they're not at all, but I still think geothermal energy has less flaws than wind energy. Don't you agree?
I don't think that is true. Even though you have a good reason, wind energy still has no pollution, and geothermal energy pollutes the environment a little bit. That is still a lot for the earth. And isn't geothermal energy loud and noisy also? And won't it disturb the wildlife around the plants?
Even though the drilling is loud and noisy, it doesn't last for long, so the wildlife doesn't get disturbed that much. After the drilling is done, all we do is pump water into the hole. Then the steam is the only thing coming up. And a problem with wind energy is that the windmills are propelled when the wind is blowing. What happens if there's no wind?
Well, that won't be a problem because when the wind generators generate windmills, the propellers generate power to the surrounding areas or to the power storage plants. So as long as there is enough wind, there will be enough power.
So tell me how much wind energy can produce.
One windmill is able to power one little house. It makes it easy for these looking for clean, free, renewable energy sources for their personal usage. One single turbine windmill on a wind farm can produce enough energy in a year to light up 1,500 houses. However, the amount of energy produced can vary depending on the wind speed in the area. Can you tell me how much geothermal energy can produce?
The geothermal power production in the U.S. today provides enough electricity to meet the electricity needs of about 2.4 million California households. In 2007, geothermal was the fourth largest source of renewable energy in the U.S. Geothermal energy supplies more than 10,000 megawatts to 24 countries worldwide and now produces enough electricity to meet the needs of 60 million people. I hope I have changed their mind about geothermal energy.
You did have many good, great facts about geothermal energy, but I still think that the wind energy is better. I hope you agree with me someday.
Wind does have some great facts, but I guess we both have to do more research on these energies before we can make a conclusion of which is better.
Agreed.